Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando, and I am delighted to be joined by Jason Stowe, Principal Group Program Manager for Azure Specialized Computing at Microsoft. Welcome, Jason.
Hi, Allison. It's great to be here.
Busy week at Microsoft Ignite. Thank you for taking the time today to be on Chip Chat. Why don't we just start with an introduction of your role at Microsoft and how that fits in with the themes at Ignite?
Sure, yeah. So I'm Principal Group Program Manager for Hybrid and Cluster Computing, which essentially means that the traditional HPC workloads, traditional schedulers, clusters of that ilk up and running inside of Azure alongside technologies like our H-Series and our partnership with Cray are all managed by my team.
That's fantastic. Obviously, it's just a number of years ago that most people would think about HPC and only think about unique clusters deployed on-prem within research institutions. And since that point, the customer base that is using HPC has changed, and the concept of HPC in the cloud has been born. So tell me a little bit about how Microsoft approaches HPC from a standpoint of Azure offerings, and what are the customers that you're targeting with your solutions?
So I think the cloud HPC area has really exploded, I think, for a number of reasons. I'm actually speaking partially as an outsider because I just came to Microsoft a year ago. I used to run a software company, Cycle Computing, that helped large organizations be able to leverage cloud for extremely big HPC workloads. And these are customers that we've carried through today on the Azure platform, so folks like GE and Johnson & Johnson being able to run essentially very large needle in a haystack, very large simulation workloads, but leveraging dynamic infrastructure in cloud. And we've seen over the years that we've gone through a really interesting migration where at first it was really the early adopters that were taking advantage of cloud for really niche workloads, but nowadays Azure HPC targets finance, oil and gas, media companies, manufacturing, electronics, government workloads, essentially every segment, life sciences and pharma, of the HPC community actually has workloads up and running on Azure. The reason for that, I think, is a couple fold. Number one, I joined Microsoft willfully in selling our business because we thought that Microsoft had the largest team working on big compute workloads. They also were aimed at the right technologies, so they were looking at which parts should we be using on the processor side with the original H-Series so that we've got the right Intel part in there to manage an actual HPC workload and connect it with InfiniBand. And that focus is really carried through to the instance types that we're announcing this week. The VMs around HC is pretty exciting because it essentially allows us to have a heavy horsepower with InfiniBand connectivity, which means that most of the HPC workloads that customers try to run that fit in that RAM ratio are now possible to run in cloud rather than on bare metal. And that's kind of an exciting moment, I think, from a history standpoint.
It's a really interesting period of change. And I guess one question that I have for you is, as you look at offering services via cloud infrastructure, is there any difference in the way you approach delivery of the actual infrastructure to support these types of workloads in the cloud? And is there any different way that you've seen customers engage with Azure in terms of getting insights from the cloud versus running the configuration themselves?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So I think when you think about offering services, there's definitely more of a focus on this kind of application performance. So the workloads that we tend to run have some fairly specific requirements. And you know, one of the things that's been great about our partnership with Intel is around your compiler technologies and MKL and Intel MPI really help application performance in a way that is critical for these workloads, as opposed to web serving where, you know, sure, application performance matters, but maybe the details are a little bit more forgiving. For these workloads, for HPC, you really need to pay attention to the 99.9th percentile of detail on this. And this is something that I think the team at Microsoft has been very focused on. We were very fortunate at Cycle Computing to join a group that was already essentially focused and honed in on user applications and what they're going to run and what the workloads are and what are the details of the workloads and how do we put hardware services out there that will meet those requirements and be on par with what you can get on-prem. And that has been kind of our driving focus is around customers, their workloads, and how do we offer a service that actually meets that price performance relative to on-prem infrastructure.
Now, you mentioned the collaboration with Intel around compilers. I know that at Ignite, you also announced some new service offerings featuring the Intel Xeon processors. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so HC is actually a RDMA InfiniBand connected infrastructure that we're offering now that includes a Skylake part that we're super excited about. It's much akin for people that are familiar with Azure to the FV2 instances that we have, except it's got an 8 gig of RAM per core ratio and a slightly more meaty processor. So if you need more horsepower behind the workload that you're running, then HC is definitely going to be the instance type for you. And we've optimized a lot of the software tool chain. So the math kernel library that Intel provides runs exceptionally well on this SKU, as does code that's been optimized for AVX 512. So I think from a practical standpoint, we're looking at, you know, structural mechanic type workloads. So this would be like Simulia or basically finite element analysis. Reservoir simulation is another big one. So Intersect from Schlumberger, we're thinking is a really good workload for the SKU, as well as various computational chemistry workloads, whether it's quantum chemistry or large MD models, again, that kind of fit in this. I need a heavy horsepower processor combined with an 8 gig of RAM per core workload. This is going to be the right SKU to run that on inside of Azure.
Now, I know that you made the announcement here this week. What has the initial customer response been to the new HC instances?
We've got a ton of interest, honestly. Every conversation this week has been about how can I get up and running on this and can I get involved with a preview? So we've been super excited about that. I think there's not only an experimentation aspect of this where for folks that have existing on-prem clusters that maybe they purchased 3 years ago or 2 years ago, so they're not quite off depreciation, but they want to be able to leverage more advanced processor technology and then also do cluster refreshes and cluster replacements. That's definitely an area where you'll see Azure start to focus a lot of its effort is in making it viable for workloads that run inside of our SKUs well, so have the right RAM ratio and taking advantage of the features we're providing, that we can start to approach on-prem economics. And that's something that I think we're succeeding in doing with you guys with HC. It's very exciting.
Congratulations on the announcement. It's very cool to see the progress that Microsoft is making in this space. One final question for you. I'm sure that we've piqued folks' interests online to find out more about the HPC instances that Microsoft is offering. Where would you send them for more information?
Yeah, so you're going to want to go to azure.microsoft.com/solutions/bigcompute. You can also just search for Azure and Big Computer, Azure and HPC, and it'll take you right there.
Thanks so much for the time today.
Awesome. Thanks, Allison. It was great talking with you, and it is always a pleasure to work with you guys.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.